Thank you. Thank you for that.
Great record.
Thanks.
It when you dropped the second record, Sweet, it kind of took me back to the 90s comedy. Yeah. A little bit. Like, who pissed you off?
Yeah,
man?
Well, I was just, you know what? You know, it was like hearing that beat. And then I was like, man, you know, the sample was already saying, you look so sweet. So I was like, man, there's some sweet dudes out there. There's some dudes that's soft in hip-hop right now. And I ain't gonna hold back on this. You know, I'm just going to say what I need to say as an MC, because that's hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know, I always, as an artist, felt like I would say whatever I felt about. Like, if I seen something in rap that seemed weak to me, I'm going to say it. So I just was like, yo, I'm coming at all the niggas that's out there that's sweet. Like,
so, I mean, are you speaking more of from a rhyme standpoint, or just from a personality standpoint?
It's more from a rhyme and personality to us. It's like hip hop, man. Something about hip hop that I just love, and part of that was just like, man, it's that swag and that whole confidence, and like that, you know, it's masculine. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for me, I just was like, man, some of this stuff is just too. It's just too soft that I be hearing.
Emo
sometimes.
Rap is in now. Yeah. They call it emo rap.
Yeah.
Emotional.
And you know, I've heard a lot about emo rap, but the thing is, it don't get me wrong, you know, Common and done, I've done songs about abortion, I've done songs about love, but you know, at the end of the day, when you look at the person, you see a man, you know, you see a dude that's like, yo, I am a real cat right here. And I just really was like, man, some of these cats just appear to me to be soft. So, and it's for whoever the cat fits, you know what I mean? Whoever when they hear it and they feel like, dang, man, why is he saying that about me? And that's who it's about.
Are you still with Good Music?
Yeah, I'm still like Good Music affiliated. That's my family. It's just the album didn't come out. It's not coming out on Good Music because, you know, business wise, we had to just make other moves. Mm-hmm. But man, Ye, the whole Good Music family, Big Sean, you know, Pusha, they all my peoples.
Was Ye involved in this album?
Nah, he ain't produced on it. He actually hopping on one of the songs, maybe the Sweet remix. But he definitely was loving the album. Yeah. He was happy, you know, that me and No ID. Is connected, because you know that's our whole thing right there. Like, No ID, me and No ID started. No ID introduced me to Kanye years ago, and that's we always been doing it.
Con was the young boy, rapping for you.
Shout
out to No ID too. You know, I know he got that position over at Def Jam. So you know, congratulations to him. How did you approach this album? Seeing, you know, what is this?
This is my ninth album, man. You know what? I was just like, when I went in the studio, it was a feeling like the first beat I heard was the beat Ghetto Dreams that me and Nas did, and that just gave me the direction and the approach that I want, which was hip hop. But it was like I've been doing speaking engagements at colleges. I would come from doing acting stuff, and I get in that studio and No ID would always be like, "Man, remember this? You hip hop. This is hip hop." And it would be like, "Damn. You're right. I'm hip hop. You know, like, I mean, like, I love hip hop music. This is what I came in doing. You know, and it was a reminder. So I approached the album just like, I'm gonna make hip hop. I ain't gonna make nothing that I'm like, oh well, who should I get on this song just to make it go to the radio? Mm-hmm. Who, like, man, this verse, I just was like, man, I'm gonna rap like this. I'm gonna say this on Sweet. I'm gonna say this on this song called Raw. And it just was about like, man, just beats and the rhymes and making good ass music.
Speaking of that, Ghetto Dreams too, when the picture that was used for the promo, do you remember when that picture was taken? Do you remember that time?
Yeah, I remember it. It was me and Nas, and we were at a Fat Joe video, and we was just drinking on the, you know, on the set. That's where we was at. We was just hanging out, kicking it, drinking probably a little Hennessy or something. And Cass just was kicking it. So yeah, that's where that picture, it came from, like 95 or something.
So I was listening to the radio the other day, and there was a new artist, and he was doing his interview, and they asked him, you know, who did he basically come up listening to, and you know, he said Common.
Real?
Yeah, and you know, it's 2011 going on 2012. If I'm not mistaken, you know, Take It Easy dropped in 92.
Yeah.
So you about 20 years in. So there's a generation that you can now take credit for raising.
Man.
And, you know, and still being relevant and still being consistent. But one thing I don't often see with yourself, like you may see with some other artists, is I don't see a lot of collaborations with yourself and a lot of, you know, other artists that could could be the generation under you? I'm just kind of curious, what, you know, is that something that just didn't happen, doesn't happen, or?
You know what? For me, it's like, I got to touch down with the cats and be like, yo, like, because, like, when my music is important to me. Mm-hmm. So it's like, man, I need to, like, just, even if it's just a matter of just me meeting a person and being like, yo, let's do something. Meaning I got to, like, be around you for a second and just be like, yo. Or less, you know, obviously if I was approached by Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole, I would be like, yo, I want to do it. You know, like, let's go. But I respect those dudes, and I want to do some songs with some of the cats that's younger that I feel like got that. They got that stuff with them, and they growing.
Those are two you spoke on. Kendrick Lamar is definitely one of my favorites out right now.
Yeah, he raw with it. Like, that's the dude out here and be like, all right, that's what I'm talking about. We need that for hip-hop, you know? Like, I love hearing that.